We're sitting here today, George Square in Glasgow. And JJ, as I call him, but he likes to be called James these days, Folly. Yeah, and
Chris,
and you guys are?
We are socialist activists here to protest about Margaret Thatcher.
Could you tell me why you're protesting, guys? What's the big deal about Thatcher? I mean, she's an old woman, she died, you know, just a few days ago, and all you young guys are getting all upset about this. Is it not just, you know, you guys just not jumping in the bandwagon here?
Well, like, we're angry at Thatcher for a number of things, right? Thatcher decimated large parts of British society and British industry by her economic policies. She laid the groundwork for a lot of the problems we have today, including in housing and finance and so on. So that's one of the things. Like, we are part of Thatcher's legacy, like, and a lot of the damage that's been done psychologically and socially to our society has been done by Thatcher. Also, in terms of foreign policy, like, Thatcher was someone who was content to back the apartheid regime in South Africa, to call Nelson Mandela a terrorist, and otherwise to reassert the ugliest forms of British nationalism in our society. Once again, with the chaotic end results, you can see that today in the fact that we're going to be spending £100 billion on Trident renewal, which is going to do nothing for working class people in this country.
Wow, that's a very articulate answer there for a young guy who's been portrayed, it seems to be in the press quite a bit, as being a, you know, just kind of mindless young thug kind of types. Yeah. What's your view of how you're seen in the media then, guys?
Well, to be honest, like, we all know what sort of interests the media represents in this country. Like, the media has been on the side of the rich when it comes to cuts, when it comes to the war, when it comes to Trident nuclear missiles, and it's no surprise, once again, to see that they are misrepresenting the views of the country when it comes to the death of Margaret Thatcher. We know that at least half the country was jumping up and down celebrating when they heard that Thatcher died. Like, but the media does not represent that view, honestly. Like, Thatcher, as I said, was responsible for decimating communities up and down across the country. And you couldn't have, as you said earlier, this funeral anywhere other than the South England. Anywhere you had it, north of Liverpool, there'd be absolute chaos and riots if you tried to have a funeral for Thatcher. It's a celebration of the fact that we are the resistance against Thatcher. And you can hear there, like, Maggie, 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 out, out, out.
I hear that your girlfriend in particular has been subject of press coverage. What's your view on that?
Well, I think it's a well-tried tactic that the right-wing media have always used in picking off what they see as leaders within protest movements. And the right-wing media know as well as we do the death of Margaret Thatcher is going to be hugely mobilising and huge. It's going to bring people back out who haven't been involved in left-wing politics for years and years. They're going to be reinvigorated by the eventual and long overdue demise of Margaret Thatcher. And we should, the right-wing media are trying to paint out that we're ghouls and we're sick and we're ghastly, as they like to say, because we are celebrating Margaret Thatcher's death. But, I mean, it's nonsense. James has outlined some of the reasons why people in this country hate Margaret Thatcher, but anybody with an ounce of humanity around them hates Margaret Thatcher. The parties haven't just been happening in Glasgow and Liverpool and London, etc. There's parties in West Belfast the night that they've heard about it, because the people in West Belfast haven't forgotten the 10 brave men who died in the hunger strike thanks to Thatcher's stubbornness, thanks to Thatcher's national chauvinism, and actually thanks to their racism. The same thing happened in Argentina because of the atrocities, and they are atrocities that happened in the Malvinas. Yep. 323 people killed in the Belgrano. Yep. And when the ship's in retreat. This is down to her complete and utter chauvinism, a pointless war.
Brilliant, guys. Look, I'm going to post this up right now. And thank you, James. Thank you.